Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Everybody's talking about it. Everybody's getting tickets to it. Purple Rain, the musical at the State Theater. I was there for opening night. It is running through November 23rd. So if you have not yet, get your tickets. I would love to get your feedback. And what you think about it. It's a pre-Broadway show. And like John Breen was saying in the last hour, this is the first time a pre-Broadway show has made its debut in the Twin Cities since Lion King. And we all know how that story ended, okay? But listen, I had to back the train all the way up. So I'm at the premiere of Purple Rain, the musical, at the State Theater, and I'm hanging out. And I bump into this really cool guy, and we're just talking. And I'm like, oh, and by the way, what is your name? And he said, oh, I'm Jason Michael Webb. And I was like, oh, it's so nice to meet you. I'm Shaletta Brundage. Let's take a selfie. Let's get to know each other. And then somebody comes up and says, Shaletta, you don't know who Jason Michael Webb is? And I'm like, no, but I guess I'm going to learn today. And they said, oh, my God, he's a Tony Award winner. And he's the music supervisor for the musical. I said, oh. So then I had to make sure my breath was good. I fixed my shirt. I made sure my bra strap wasn't showing. And then I reapproached him and asked him if he could come on my show today. He said yes. And he is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. I think, Jason Michael Webb, I think you are my first Tony Award winning interview. I don't think I've ever interviewed somebody who has actually won a Tony. You got to tell us about this Tony Award because that's really impressive.
Well, you know what? I will say that me being the first Tony Award recipient on your show does make me feel very special. And getting that Tony was actually very special. It's still something that I can't believe, similar to the experience that I'm having with the Purple Rain show right now.
Now, you have been in theater for a very long time. You sent me your resume, and I was like, I don't have this many pages, pieces of white paper. I was studying for the show, and I was like, I can't be printing all this stuff out. Arranger, music director, and conductor for MJ the Musical, for Jelly's Last Jam, Choir Boy, The Color Purple, Broadway Indeed. Revival, Brooklyn Tabernacle, Saturday Church, all this stuff. I was like, he don't expect me to remember all this stuff during this interview, and now you're over there, music supervisor, orchestration, and arrangements on Purple Rain, the musical. How did this role come about?
Well, I will say that one of the great blessings of my career has been that I've been able to participate in preserving the legacy of these great artists, particularly the great black artists that we had growing up in my life. I know how important Michael Jackson was to my own musical development. And as much as I love Michael and was so appreciative of that, involvement in that project, when I had the opportunity to have a meeting with Orrin Wolf, who was producing Purple Rain, to work on the project, it was just a dream come true, and I made no secret about it. This is the one that, you know, the Prince was so absolutely integral to my musical development, that to work on this project, to be on the radar at all of the Prince world, was really a dream, and one that I still pinch myself every day.
Okay, so what made this different than any other projects that you worked on?
For me, this is music that I had been marinating on and loving deeply for 40 years. So just to take that history of, I mean, the music still speaks the way that it did that long ago. And I think that can be said about so much iconic music that we know, that we've picked up over the centuries. Like, there are people who were vessels for music that lives for many decades and centuries. And I think that I hope that I'm right in saying that Prince's music is, it qualifies as that.
Okay. Now, Prince has 5,100 songs.
Absolutely.
How did y'all decide what to include? That had to be difficult with the time constraints and the number of songs that he has in his cachet, that you put all of his music on a board. How do you throw darts at the ones you want to pick?
Well, you know what was the really fun part was that you had to start from the core songs from the film, right? From the
right.
album. So
yes.
There were only nine
yes.
songs. And so by process of like how not all songs work well together. And so when you're grabbing music that all that comes from that time period, all of it speaks so well together that that's actually the pool of music that we began from. All of that music that he put out in those years, he was so prolific and so just virtuosic in so many different genres that he was able to produce music for different groups and create all these different worlds for us to play in. And so just diving into the worlds of that particular time period and then figuring out how to make those songs work for the story.
And you know, when you're putting the music together and you've got these great musicians on stage, including the actors who are in these roles, picking up instruments, playing the piano, playing the guitar, singing and dancing, it becomes challenging, but they pulled it off.
Yeah, I mean, it's a challenge, but it's the same challenge that I think when you're a musician that you have, where music just permeates every moment of your life. So you might find yourself in the middle of a conversation and some music is still coming out of you. There's moments in our show where our main character is in a way underscoring his own scene, which as a musician, you know, I've been in those positions before. So to see music permeate every aspect of these characters' lives, which I would assume and I hope was Prince's experience, because it sure seemed like he created from that place. So to replicate that on the stage actually is a challenge, but it was a real joy because it worked out. So I'm really confident that we're bringing the specialness that Prince intended. I hope it's okay that I say that with confidence, but we worked really hard to continue the work that Prince did and continue it with the love and the intention for it to be as unique but also as universal as possible.
We are talking to Jason Michael Webb, Tony Award winner, Drama Desk Award winner, two-time Grammy nominee. He is the music supervisor of orchestrations and arrangements for Purple Rain, the musical, playing now through November 23rd at the State Theater. Okay, Jason, can we please talk a little bit more after the commercial break? Because I have a
Absolutely.
Couple more questions. I hope you can stick around for just like 10 more minutes. Okay, Lindsay, play the commercial break, and we're going
to
talk more with Jason Michael Webb when we come back.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It is 2:16. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk A3O WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I don't believe we've ever had a Tony Award winning musician, actor, composer, writer of any kind on this show until today. Jason Michael Webb is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Who is that, you ask? The music supervisor of orchestration and arrangements for Purple Rain, the musical, happening now through November 23rd at the State Theater. Thank you so much for hanging out with us past the commercial break. Now, you also were nominated for 2 Grammys. I mean, my God. I feel like I should have also put deodorant on. I did bathe and brush my teeth because I knew you were coming. But deodorant apparently was also needed.
Amazing, amazing. No, I don't even know how. I can't even believe I'm able to say that. These have all been very cool things that have happened that I'm very proud of.
Okay, so we got to get back to Purple Rain, the musical. You spent some time here in Minneapolis. We always like to know, you're back in New York now, so thank you for joining me. But we always like to know from people, you know, what they think about our city. Were you able to pick up the vibe and the feel being at First Avenue, seeing the mural, going back to, you know, where Prince grew up? Did that all play a part in how you put this whole thing together?
Well, I will say, just from a personal standpoint, making the pilgrimage to Minneapolis was always so important to me. And I really can't believe that I waited so long to do it. It is a representative of, again, almost the reason why I ended up doing music as in the way that I did it. The emotional connection that I had with music, like what Prince did, was so singular that to come to the city of its origin was really important, to know that he never left, that he built his, he built his life right outside of Minneapolis. I had a chance to go down to Paisley Park, and for me, that was life-changing and something that I always wanted to do. And again, just to kind of be in the world. I know when I came to Minneapolis, everything was kind of decorated for Prince, which I would imagine was connected to the show. But for me, I felt like, you know, it was my fantasy come true. It was like my dream was coming true in bigger ways than I had ever anticipated. And so that extended from the show into the hallways and into the city. You would walk into hotels and his face and his symbol, his imagery and his iconography is all over the city. And everyone is just so sweet, and I felt so at home immediately that I could see myself spending much more time in Minneapolis than I wish that I had prior to now.
Well, you know, that's why they call us Minnesota nice. They don't call it Texas nice. They don't call it Alabama nice or Mississippi nice or New York nice. We're called Minnesota nice because we're just really good people with great Midwest values. And I think, you know, Prince, had a lot of that in him, poured into him through his teachers and neighbors, friends, family, and loved ones over the years. As people, take their hard earned dollars and get tickets and go down to the State Theater to see the performance, talk to me about what you hope they leave with.
Well, what I hope they leave with is what I feel like we put into it, which was the love that he put into his music. I'm in this process, I've tried to conduct myself as if he was sitting right behind me and had his looking over my shoulder as I handled his catalog. And I hope what he would find when he did that was the love that I poured into it. I look at the love that the director and the book writer and all the cast is pouring into it. And it is this really special opportunity to experience the love that people, you know, Prince didn't plant himself in New York or in LA and build a home there. He built his home in Minneapolis and invited people to participate in that really unique love experience. And I hope what we've done is replicated that love experience that, you know, and also the Prince 1983-84 love experience is so singular. What he was doing in that time period was so beautiful and so new, not only to all of us, but to himself. So to watch him kind of go through that process of discovery and make the huge mark on the world that he did, I think was a real blessing then. And to see that that it resonates so much now. I feel it for myself when I watch the show. I see audiences' reaction, and that makes my heart happy. But what I hope they walk away with is just the feeling that, like, you know, in a world that might be a little darker than it has been recently, there is still this love that exists, and there's still a group of people who are trying to spread it. I hope that's what people take away from it.
Okay, tell me this. Your baby is up on that stage. You're the music supervisor, orchestration, arrangements, the actors are doing their thing, but they're doing it in front of a theater filled with people who watch Prince grow up, who may have performed with him, who may have seen him perform for the first time. I'm looking at some of these people like Pete Rhodes and his wife and so many others who were so close to Prince. And I got anxiety for you. Okay. My nerves were bad. What was that experience like? I mean, you know, this is not some fictional, mythical guy that nobody knew. And we're going to see, you know, Wicked or Les Mis or any of these other shows. We know this dude.
I totally hear you. And I will say that I can see how that can be intimidating. And one of the beautiful experiences that I had with this show was that I got a chance to work hand in hand with two of his most trusted musical confidants. One is Bobby Z, who you will find in the film. And then who knew Prince forever, and then also Morris Hayes, who has decades of experience working with Prince. And so what I found when we all first got together was not necessarily like a challenging or intimidating situation, but a brotherhood where we all knew why we were there. It was this weird, I can't even explain it. It was this really beautiful, unspoken understanding of what we were all there to do. And because we all, like, you know, we all had that desire to honor this legacy in common. I work with such an incredible team, and my musicians are like the best musicians, and our cast is doing just the best vocal work, that when you put all that excellence and love and desire for it to be good together, that magic really does come through. And we're really leaning on, I think, the divine intervention of that love that Prince is still orchestrating to this day, from wherever he's watching from.
Okay, now, usually if you are a Tony Award winner, okay, and you are the musical director of a soon-to-be Broadway production, you are not standing out in a hallway talking to random regular people you don't know, like your name is Stanley. Usually those type of people are behind the scenes, like, you know, being real snooty and snotty. But you were like right there, shook my hand. We took a selfie together. We engaged and we were chatting and talking and people were around you. You were really out there with the people. So I know you've got some reactions. What are people saying? What have you heard? I know that I was just, I don't know if you heard the story, but I almost got arrested at the play, because apparently they don't let you dance. And so I jumped up when Jungle Love came on and I started doing the bird and dancing, and then the usher had to come and set me down. And so
I think I know where you went wrong. You did the bird during Jungle Love and you didn't wait for the bird. That's
I couldn't help it.
That's what I understand completely. No, but you know, we love when people dance at our show. We do love, please come to our show and dance. Now, whether or not you dance in the aisles where, like, the fire marshal is going to say we're blocking an exit, maybe not that. But, yeah, stand up and dance. That's what this music is supposed to do. That it's supposed to move you not only, in your mind, but also in your body. Yeah, so please come and go ahead and dance. And if you get arrested, man, let's check out and see if the choreography had anything to do with it.
Right, because I was doing that bird. I was doing it to Jungle Love. Yeah. And it might be that I was trying to do my windmills in the eye, because, you know, I was a really good break dancer back in the day. So I was like, well, you know, maybe I can still do that windmill. But I'm 53 now, not 13. And so it didn't work out too good. Okay, but what are you hearing, though? Feedback from people. What have you heard?
Oh, I mean, you know what I've experienced in this show, which is something that it made me remember or relive some of my time. I worked in the church for a long time, and it's really where I kind of got my understanding of the power of music and what it can do to people's lives. I've seen people's lives change, like right in front of me, while in the midst of musical moments, like when God was using music in order to accomplish something. And so seeing people changed and leave a church service different than they entered, I've been getting that same type of energy from people who are leaving our show. It ends on such a high. Like we try to honor, even in the construction of our show, try to honor what Prince would have done, even musically. So like starting off strong and ending with in a certain way, we tried to make as many of the choices that Prince may have made, like we can only use our imagination, but we could just try to strive for what his vision was, which for me is responsible for making the change that I see from audiences when they leave. They always have wonderful things to say about this music, which is really what we want, and wonderful things to say about the story and what these actors are doing with it, and what these musicians are doing with the instrumentation underneath. It's just all a really beautiful collection, a beautiful village of people who are coming together to deliver this love, and audiences are leaving with it.
Well, I can't thank you enough for being on the show. Jason Michael Webb, the music supervisor, orchestration and arrangements director for Purple Rain on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. It is playing at the State Theater until November 23rd. You can get your tickets and get down there and check it out. Thank you for joining me. It has been an absolute pleasure chatting with you.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
All right, y'all stick around. There's more to come.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk, A30 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. We have had some amazing guests today. If you've missed any of this show, go to WCCORadio.com. You can listen to my interview with Jason Michael Webb, the music director for Prince the Musical. Look at God ordering my steps. I was literally walking the hallway looking for Spike Lee and bumped into the music director of the show, and he winds up coming on my station. Thank you, Jesus. And then I'm sitting up here hanging out with my friend Henry Lake, laughing and talking about my chance encounter with Spike Lee. Henry claims that I stalked the man, and I can't say that out loud because I'm already on probation. I would like to say that I bumped into him. We had some legends on the show. Eric Eskeler, our very own from WCCO Radio, one of the legends in this building, joined me to talk politics. And then Star Tribune music critic John Bream gave us his unfiltered opinion of that Purple Rain musical. You definitely want to go back and listen to that one, because he gave it to us straight, no chaser. I had choked that down. I really did. One thing I'm not going to choke down is helping others. You know, one of the things that the Bible talks about is who is our neighbor? Your neighbor is not the person next door to you. Your neighbor is the person in need. The person who needs you to step up, step out of your comfort zone and help them. I've been keeping a very close eye on the damage that Hurricane Melissa left in Jamaica. $8 billion in damages. Devastated Jamaica. And although they're trying to recover, 16 tons of medical aid arrived via a charter flight just a few hours ago. They've got giant sinkholes opening up. The recovery is, the people there are resilient, but the recovery is overwhelming. $8 billion. The New York Times headline says it all. Melissa devastates Jamaica. What does that have to do with us in Minnesota? It's time for you to step up and help. Help the people in need. Help the people who are looking for assistance. Devastation is throughout the land. And we're sitting up here driving our cars in our houses, living our best life, while those folks are picking up the few pieces that are left. One of my favorite restaurants in the Twin Cities is Nadia's Jamaican Kitchen. It is in Brooklyn Park. I have been going there for a couple of years. Nadia Woltrang is a friend of mine, and she is taking donations and collecting items, especially for children. She sent me a flyer. They need socks, underwear, t-shirts, flip-flops, rubber slippers, notebooks, pens, calculators, coloring books, and crayons. We've got kids. Can you imagine if our kids had nothing to come home to? If every toy that they ever loved was destroyed? The bed that they sleep in down the street? I think that all of us, especially going into this Thanksgiving season, has a reason to be thankful. Even more than that, faith without works is dead. More than thoughts and prayers are needed. While we're at JCPenney or Old Navy or Costco picking up school supplies for our kids, get a couple more things. And take it over to Nadia's Jamaican Kitchen, 9590 Noble Parkway in Brooklyn Park. Notebooks, pens, calculators, solar-powered phone chargers, flip-flops, underwear, t-shirts, socks. Those are the things that are needed. We're not asking you to ship them. We're asking you to drive across town and drop them off. They'll take care of the shipping. And Nadia's busy at her restaurant, but her friend Corrine has agreed to join me, and she is on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Corrine, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Shaletta, for having me. It's an honor.
I just have to ask you, well, first of all, say on behalf of the station, thank you for putting this initiative together, this Jamaican relief effort where people, and you guys really have made it easy for folks to donate. A lot of times people call me and say, Shaletta, how can I help? How can I make a difference? And y'all have made it so easy in a very tangible way where people can go and buy items and then drop them off at Nadia's restaurant. Talk to me about the planning of putting this together.
Yeah, so we were very intentional around, you know, how do we make it accessible for folks here who may feel helpless? They're seeing the videos online. For Nadia and I, myself, we both have roots in Jamaica. We were both born there, both have families there. And so we understand the need is great, right? And but we really wanted to make sure that we connect people with the grassroots organizations. And so we research what are some of these grassroots organizations that are doing the work. We are connected to Kiwanis Club of Cyber Connect Jamaica. That is a social club, but one of their pillars is around community service. So they've already been doing community service in these different communities. And so seeing that they were already outreach and connected, it was really important for us to make sure that the donations that we are sending to Jamaica get in the hands of the people who need it and are being distributed in by local organizations that are still going to be there on the ground in these communities after these large multinational NGOs leave Jamaica in a few weeks or a few months, because the need will still be there because there's a huge impact.
And, you know, I really appreciate the fact that you've done the vetting, you've done the looking, you've done the research, because a lot of times people feel polarized. Like you go to Google and you don't know who to trust. Yeah. You don't know where to donate. You don't want to go on a website and give your money away that you work hard for and then come to find out it's, you know, a scam of some kind. And those things pop up and happen, which is why I really appreciate you making Nadia's place a donation drop-off location. You know, a lot of us have kids, and I can't imagine my child, our house being swept away, my mother's house being swept away, and then we have nowhere to go to find shelter. Everything that they have that we've paid good hard-earned money for, or everything that they love as far as like their toys and clothing and their games and phones gone. And so again, clothes, underwear, t-shirts, flip-flops, rubber slippers, notebooks, pens and pencils, calculators, coloring books and crayons can be dropped off at Nadia's Jamaican Kitchen, my favorite restaurant in the Twin Cities, 9590 Noble Parkway in Brooklyn Park. Now, I want to make sure we talk about these drop-off times. So Tuesday through Saturdays from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. That's when you can go to Nadia's restaurant and you can drop off your items. Corinne, thank you so much for being here, for taking the time to come on the show. I know you guys are so busy trying to get everything organized, but I just appreciate the effort that you did, how intentional you were to make it easy for us to donate and drop off, and finding an organization on the ground, since you all were both born there, have roots there, that is actually doing the work, has been doing the work, not just some pop-up shop, so that we know when we go somewhere and we spend our money and we buy these items and we take them to Nadia's, that you all are going to make sure they get to the right place. Thank you so much for that.
Yes, thank you so much, Shaletta. And I'll just add as well that tomorrow we'll have a special event at Nadia's on Sunday, November 9th from 2 to 4 p.m. So people can come and drop off their items as well, and they can learn about the two local grassroots organizations that we're sending all of the donated items to. So that will be tomorrow from 2 to 4 p.m. on Sunday, November 9th.
And that, again, is at Nadia's Jamaican Kitchen, 9590. Yep, 9590 Noble Parkway in Brooklyn Park. And, you know, y'all going to be going to church tomorrow. And y'all know faith without works is dead. So don't go to church, get all holy, and then go home and close up in your house and enjoy the blessings that you have. Be a blessing to somebody else. It is 2:42. You're listening to The Shaletta Show. We'll be right back. It is 2:45. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. We are listening to three-time Grammy Award-winning group, The Sounds of Blackness. Their new single, Unstoppable, featuring Jamecia Bennett, None Above, and the Atlanta Drum Academy, is truly life-changing. It really is. It is an anthem. I'm telling you, if you listen to that song and you are down and out, it is going to make you think you can fly. It's one of my go-to songs whenever I'm like overwhelmed and life is life and these kids get to kidding. I'm like, hold on, let me just put on the Sounds of Blackness so I could get my head right. It was not nominated for a Grammy. The nominations came out yesterday and our Sounds of Blackness is not on the list. I could not believe that. I could not believe that. Chris Brown is on the list. Sounds of Blackness not on the list. Justin Bieber is on the list. Sounds of Blackness not on the list. I have a problem with that. During the commercial break, Lindsey Brown, the producer, and I were workshopping something, and I think I'm going to come up with either the Grammettas or the Shammies, where I have somebody create an award of some kind, and I invite all of the Sounds of Blackness to the WCCO radio studio. We have a little waffle bar, maybe some mimosas, and we have our own celebration. Because here's what I know, is that we can never wait for anybody to celebrate us. If we do something amazing, if we do something good, if we put forth an outstanding effort and we get outstanding results, we can't wait for somebody to pat us on the back and say, good job. People say, oh my God, you brag too much. You talk about yourself too much. No. Yeah, I'm going to get a billboard when I do something good. Yep. I'm going to take out an ad in the Emmy program. If the folks at the Emmy nominate me, yep, I'm going to take out an ad, pat myself on the back. Because I remember what happened to Katherine Johnson. She's the NASA's mathematician who single-handedly coordinated the landing projections for John Glenn, Apollo 13 space mission. John Glenn would not even go up until he said, I need her calculations because she's the most accurate person in the building. And when it was all said and done, they acted like they didn't even know who she was. She went back to her desk and kept doing her work. And nobody ever gave her credit until 47 years later when the movie Hidden Figures came out. And all of a sudden, this woman is in a wheelchair and she's on her last leg. They want to give her the Presidential Medal of Freedom and all these other awards. No. It's too late. In real time, honor the people who are doing the work. One thing that I hate to see is when somebody names a street after somebody, right? And then all the family members and grandkids are there and they unveil the name of the street. That ticks me off. Those grandkids did not suffer, sacrifice, march, protest, or whatever had to be done for that street to be named after that person. People should be able to see it in real time. One of the things that my great-grandmother, Mary Freddie Welcome, who lived to be 99 years old, told me, don't give me my flowers after I'm dead. Bring me my flowers while I'm still alive so that I could smell them. Same rules apply when you're doing something great. So we're going to figure that thing out with the Sounds of Blackness. We're going to figure that out. And I just have to tell y'all. So last night I was at the Frasier Gala. Okay, so I've never done anything like this. This was so fun. So y'all know I'm horrible at keeping secrets. Like the reason that I'm in news is because anytime I do something, I like to tell it. Like I tell everything. There's nothing better than hearing a secret except telling it. And so that's my role and my goal is to tell secrets in life. That's my profession, secret teller, being in news. And so I was not the host this year. I was the host last year. But this year they had me do the live auction with my friend Glenn Flatterbow. And so they said, we want to bring you out. We want to surprise the crowd. We want you to bring the energy that you bring to a room. We want to bring the energy all the way up to 10 so people will be excited about giving. So we're going to put you in a room and you got to stay there until everybody is seated. After they've had the plated dinner, we're going to bring you around back And then we're going to have spotlight and we'll give you a microphone. And then we're going to say something like, okay, so, you know, we got a special surprise guest and then you can come out. I wish y'all had been there. I wish y'all had been there. That was the most excitement, most fun. My heart was beating fast. My anxiety was high. I was like, oh my God, I didn't want to trip and fall, right? Because I got to walk through the venue and get all the way to the stage in this long dress that has a train and a trail on it that people kept stepping on all night, and get up on stage and then do my thing. And so it was so much fun. I don't know if I could do that again because my blood pressure was up. My heart was beating fast. It was a lot. Now, one of the things we've been talking about all afternoon is the new Purple Rain musical over at the State Theater. And John Bream has given his impression. Jason Michael Webb, the music director, talked about it. But I haven't told y'all what I thought. I want to talk about what I thought with the musical. And so here's the deal. Honestly, the first half before intermission, I literally went to sleep. Like I put my elbow on the armrest and put my head in my hand and I nodded off, because similar to the experience that John Bream had, the conversations were rushed. I couldn't understand the dialogue, and I couldn't follow it. I didn't know what was going on, and it just didn't make any sense to me. So I was like, you know what, let me check out, maybe it'll get better. One person next to me was like, okay, you didn't miss much, but the second half, it was pretty amazing. Okay, and I got to tell my friend Steve Thompson about it. He's joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Now, Steve, do you and the missus plan to go to Purple Rain the musical?
Maybe. We had our night at the theater early in the week. We saw David Byrne.
Yes!
We saw him on Tuesday night. So that kind of blew our entertainment budget for the month. And then we got Christmas coming up. I would love to see Purple Rain. But, yeah, David Byrne was great. Two nights in a row and sold it out. And
yes, he's amazing.
So many talented kids with him. You know, he's getting up there. He's in his 70s now. And he was great and a real talent and artist. But the dancing and the music and the video, it just was incredible. So many talented people around him.
Wow. Okay, now usually when folks get above 70, the concerts changed a bit. Like people, you know, who went to see Willie Nelson was like, okay, yep, that's probably the last time. I went to see Earth, Wind, and Fire, and somebody said, well, what did you think about it? I said it was Earth, Wind, and no fire. And so. But, you know, but then I went to see the Doobie Brothers and they were amazing. I was running around out there at Mystic Lake on the fairgrounds, just enjoying that. And so you're saying that, you know, he's up the above over 70, but he's still got it going on, huh?
I mean, he brings it. I mean, it was really good. His voice was good. Now he's always, if you're ever a fan of Talking Heads, always been an awkward dancer.
He
was still like in his prime awkward dancing, but the young people around him playing guitar and the drums, no one was seated. It was constant movement all night in front of these huge video screens. I was impressed. 73 years old. And another one that stood out to me was when the Pretenders were one of the warm-up acts for Foo Fighters at Target Field in the summer of 24. And Chrissy Hynde is getting up there, and she brought it as well. She was really good. So I was pretty impressed by that. You know, the energy to bring it two nights in a row, that's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty good stuff. And you said it was sold out?
Oh yeah, packed. The last time he was here, it got such great reviews, and his tours always get great reviews. And yeah, just absolutely packed. I wasn't there Monday night, but it was sold out. Then Tuesday night, it was just wall to wall, standing room only for sure.
Oh my God, that sounds like fun. So how's your week been? What's been going on this week?
Oh, just same old, same old. Just kind of work by day in the printing business. And then I had a football game Thursday night, a 6A quarter final playoff game, Centennial and Moore ahead. And then I was in for Henry on Friday night.
What? And you're in on your show coming up in a few minutes. People don't want to miss my friend Steve Thompson. So stick around for a jam packed show. Thank y'all so much for joining me for the Shaletta Show. We'll see you next Saturday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.